This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and to His family and to His companions and all those who follow them until the last day. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, as He deserves that you have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. Ya ayyuha an-nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa wattaqu allaha alladhi tasaaluna bihi wal arham inna allaha kana alaykum raqiba. O you who believe, O mankind, have taqwa of Allah who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and from them both sent forth many men and women, and have taqwa of Allah, be obedient to Him, fear Him. Have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Indeed, Allah is ever watching over you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. And as we said, taqwa is to act in obedience to Allah, to protect yourself from Allah's anger and punishment through acts of obedience. Have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved a great success. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. To continue, the best speech is the Book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of matters in this religion are newly invented beliefs and practices, things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't do, his companions didn't do, but people introduced them later on. And every newly invented belief and practice is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance is in the fire, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. My dear brothers in Islam, I want to remind you today in this khutbah regarding a very, very important hadith. And this hadith, it is narrated from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. He said, there are two blessings that many people are deceived by, or they are negligent of. Many people are negligent of. And that is the blessing of health and the blessing of free time. First of all, I want us to think about what is meant by a ni'mah. Because Allah mentions His blessings in many places in the Quran. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those people that you gave your blessings to. The word ni'mah, it is something that you get which is not in return for something. So it's not that you did something and Allah gave you something in return. It's that Allah gave you something without you having done necessarily enough to deserve it. A blessing, something extra to what you deserve, something extra to what you have done. A blessing from Allah that Allah gave you, and all blessings are from Allah. فَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing you have, that blessing is from Allah. And so first of all, we recognize all our blessings come from Allah. And when it comes to blessings, there are two things that we generally fall into mistakes in. The first is not recognizing that blessing and not appreciating it. And this is what this hadith is about. Not appreciating the blessing that you have. Not taking advantage of the blessing that you have. And from the things that people often fall into with regard to blessings is they don't look at the people who don't have those blessings. And they don't appreciate. And from this is when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, don't look at those who are above you or who have been given more than you, but look at those who are below you or have been given less than you. For this is more likely that you will appreciate Allah's blessings. So when you look at yourself and you say, you know, I wish that I had more money. I wish that I was a bit younger. I wish that my health was better. Because you are looking at those who have more. You are looking at someone who has more than you. Someone who has more money than you. Someone who is younger than you. Someone who is fitter than you, more healthy than you. But when you look at those people that don't have what you have, you look at someone, and every one of us in this room is in a state of blessings, wallah, a state of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at those who are less fortunate than you, who have less than you. And when you look at those, you appreciate the blessings of Allah that Allah has given you. This hadith tells us that many people are fooled. Maghboonun. Many people are fooled by the blessing of as-sihha, health, and al-faragh, free time. And the reason they are fooled is because they take this blessing lightly and they think that it will last forever. So the people who are healthy, they never ever think there will come a time when they will be infirm or they will be sick. And the people who have free time, they never imagine that there will come a time when they will be busy. But when we look at other people around us and we take a lesson from what happens around us, we see that these blessings are very quickly lost. Someone was in the best of health. They were able to do everything that they wanted. They were able to go and partake in many activities and different types of work. And then in an instant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that health away from them. And we've seen this in these last year, this last year and 2 years, of all of these people that had such good health. And then tomorrow, the next day, in an instant, those people, subhanallah, they're in hospital. And some of them passed away. And they never ever thought that they were going to lose their health. They never thought that they were going to miss out on this blessing. It was like something they took for granted. They didn't think that they would ever lose it. And how many people there are with regard to their free time? They are the same. They have free time and they don't think that there is need to fill it with stuff, to fill it with beneficial knowledge and beneficial action, because I have time. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. I'll do it next week. These are two blessings that are very quick to disappear. And two blessings that many people don't appreciate. Many people are neglectful of and negligent of, and many people are fooled into thinking that they will last forever. So one of the things we have to take from this hadith is first of all to appreciate Allah's blessings. And from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that after Fajr prayer and after Maghrib prayer, when a person does the remembrances of the morning and the evening, they say in the morning, regarding the blessings of Allah, recognizing that those blessings have come from Allah Azza wa Jal. The remembrances which include remembering that these blessings came from Allah and mentioning that these blessings came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person recognizes that these blessings came from Allah. And then a person makes use of them. And that is what we're going to talk about in the second part of the khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We praise Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to his family and his companions. We were talking about this beautiful hadith, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas as-sihhatu wal-faragh. Two blessings that many people are fooled about. They're fooled into thinking they will last forever, or they're fooled into neglecting them. Your health and your free time. And we said that when you wake up in the morning and you sit to do your adhkar after Fajr, you say, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'ma aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. That, oh Allah, I have come to the morning, and whatever blessings I have or anyone else has, they are from you alone and with no partner. So all praise is for you and all gratitude is for you. And in the evening, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Oh Allah, I've come to the evening, and whatever blessings have happened to me or to anyone of creation, those blessings are from you alone and with no partner. So all praise is for you and all gratitude is for you. And it's on the topic of gratitude that I want to conclude this khutbah. And that is that, how do we show gratitude to Allah for the blessings He gave us? How do we show gratitude to Allah for our good health? How do we show gratitude to Allah for our free time? The key to this is in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Act, O family of Dawood, in gratitude, and so few of my slaves are truly grateful. Act in gratitude. If Allah has given you good health, don't use that health to disobey Allah. If you see around you people from this masjid who today are in intensive care, today the doctor says, I don't know whether that person is going to make it or not, and you are sitting here in the masjid in the best of health, comfortable, make use of it for Allah. Use it for something good. وَبَتَغِي فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Use what Allah has given you to seek the home of the hereafter. If you have free time, Use it in what pleases Allah. And of course, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget, you're allowed to have a piece of the dunya. You can spend some time with your friends. You can have some time to relax. But use your time wisely. Use your free time. Come to the masjid. Be from the people who pray in the jama'ah. Read the Qur'an. Study Islam. Learn beneficial knowledge. Volunteer to help people. Whatever it is that you can do, but don't waste that free time. Don't waste it in front of the TV. Don't waste it in front of YouTube. Don't waste it in front of your phone. How many hours and hours and hours are wasted every day of our time? So don't be from those people who are maghboon. They are fooled into thinking that this blessing will last forever. Or they're fooled into thinking that this blessing came from them and not from Allah. Or they're fooled into thinking that Allah will not take this blessing away. And I think this is one of the things that we can really take from the situation. This being the first Jumu'ah khutbah which we have, where we have a normal Jumu'ah and the people are gathered as normal. Because previously we had to limit the number in the masjid and we had to keep big gaps in the saf. And none of us ever thought that it would come a time where we would have to close the door of the masjid and say nobody is allowed inside. Nobody thought it would happen. So we were fooled into thinking that the blessings of Allah would last forever and they would never change. And then when the masjid was closed, and it was closed in Ramadan, not this year but the year before, the people felt it. They said, wallahi, it hurts me. Tayyib ya akhi, where were you before that? Where were you in Fajr? Where were you in Dhuhr? Where were you in Asr and Maghrib and Isha? We didn't know you. We didn't see you. And then it hurt you when the masjid was closed. This is the meaning of this hadith. How many people are deceived to think the blessings of Allah will never be taken away from you? So take advantage of what you have now. Now, alhamdulillah, the rules are being lightened, inshaAllah. We can pray together normally in the rows. We can come to the masjid quite freely. Jumu'ah is as normal. The prayers as normal. The classes that we are doing are as normal. Take advantage of them. And take advantage of your health and your free time. Because none of us know when that might be taken away from us. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. O my brothers, Allah commands you to exalt the mention, or to ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what we do in our khutbah, and this is what we ask Allah for. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا وجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي وأنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة. Perform the prayer.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت صلاة قد قامت صلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا سووا صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة.
Make your row straight. Make sure that the row is straight by putting your heel on the line between the two carpets. Make sure that there are no gaps in the row. Stand feet to feet and shoulder to shoulder. If there are some brothers who are wanting to social distance because of their own situation, that is fine. But let them go to the end of the row so they can make a gap for themselves, but the rest of the row can be connected. The heel with the heel of the person next to you and the shoulder with the shoulder of the person next to you. أَتِمُّ الصُّفُوفَ الْأَوَّلَ فَالْأَوَّلَ. Fill the rows one by one. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. Allahu Akbar. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illa Allah, wallahu akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah, wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah, wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd.